Okay. So, you guys have any questions? Or are we supposed to say something brilliant?
Well, how come you're wearing a SARS mask?
Part of your
I'm wearing a Super Jail t-shirt, by the way.
Oh, that's nice.
That's cool.
It's the first time I wore it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't really like yellow, but
I have a black one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Is there any news on season 3?
Yes.
Sure is. Know.
There sure is. It's a go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. We're writing now.
We're writing, yeah.
She's the new head of story. Or showrunner? What's your
name? I think I'm story editor.
Story editor?
I don't know.
She's the new boss. But it's going well. What do we have to have? 5 scripts done by Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I think we're starting some scripts in this week.
Oh, boy.
So we have some scripts, some outlines.
And unfortunately, we have
you?
Killed the twins off.
You killed them off?
Kind of like the Soprano style, like in between seasons. We just talk about it when we come back.
That they're just gone?
He's the voice of the twins.
Yeah, so that's how it's, why it's hilarious.
You will be looking
they're
for
killing my
job.
Yeah.
No, we did.
We replaced the prisoners with Scientologists.
Yeah.
That's all nice.
Same thing. So, yeah, we've been writing them. We got, what, 2 scripts done? 1 on the way and 2 more on the way.
Yeah, we got a lot. We got, so we get, yeah, 2 done. They need to be punched up a little. I mean, we don't actually do that. They're perfect right now.
They are perfect.
We're gonna have
10 new episodes the next year.
And when
production starts, I guess the first record is supposed to be like December 1st. So.
How do you go about writing the script and coming up with those ideas?
Well, now it's season 3, so now you got to be careful of not retreading over stuff, which is actually harder than it seems.
Yeah, that's the hard part now is coming up with new stuff, I think.
Right. So we all just kind of come up with some ideas and throw them around, then we kind of blend them together and break them off into outlines and into scripts.
Once you get the scripts, when the voice actors are in there, do they have the ability to improvise? Like, do they add on to it and change?
They do, but for the most part, they don't that much. I mean, we'll improvise in there in terms of, like, stuff you couldn't see happening. So it'd be like, oh, just try this line just in case. Hey, look who's here.
Hey. How are you?
I
got lost here.
I know. I couldn't find it either. I need a left at Captain America, and I got totally lost. So what was I saying?
Improvise.
Oh, yeah. There's not a ton of improvising, but there'll be, like, line changes in the booth, so...
Is there the equivalent of improvising in the art? In the animation? A lot of stuff get added.
Like alternate takes. Animation way too expensive, so if you don't have it by that time.
But from where the script is, you got to add stuff. Right?
Yeah, definitely. Visually, there's a lot of stuff in the show that's not in the script. So.
So the animation comes before before the voice.
The voice comes.
The animation's already done. We're just trying to figure out the voice.
Sorry.
No. That's last.
No, the voice comes first.
The voice is the first thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Script and then the voice. And
script
then
the record.
And then the storyboards.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's cool.
How long does it take to do one episode?
It's hard to tell because, like, once you get going, they kind of overlap. So one ends, one's in the middle, one's just beginning. So, I don't know. What do you think?
The writing alone probably takes a few weeks on an episode.
Yeah.
2 weeks for each thing, right?
Yeah.
For
each stage.
We like kick around ideas and then they're usually like 2 weeks per script, but then we'll go over it again, get notes, do punch up. So
we'll put them aside. I like to put them aside for a few weeks so that we get some objectivity and then look at them again and tinker with them. And then get a sense of where the whole season's going so you can go back and make sure that things don't conflict.
Yeah. And then when we start doing the art, I mean probably like 2 weeks to board it.
About
a couple of weeks, week for layout, week for backgrounds, week for layout, a couple weeks for animation,
revisions,
adding this up good.
And then,
it takes
a little under a year to do 10.
Yeah. But it was perfectly streamlined, it would probably take, I don't know, 5 to 6 weeks to do one episode once production starts.
Yeah, like maybe a couple months.
But there's gaps.
Yeah.
Like when you're like.
I think if they were just doing them one at a time and they overlap, but if they were one at a time, I think an episode would take like 10 weeks.
Yeah,
take a couple months for sure.
From writing to record, to editing the sound, to doing that.
Can you talk about the crew yet?
No, I just started.
This is how many people work on it. It's like, you know, you got like, there's like, what, five writers right now.
Yeah.
And then like when we start doing art, usually like two storyboard artists and then like a layout team, it's like four people. Background team is usually about four people. Animation is, I don't know, maybe 6 to 12.
Yeah,
I guess.
It depends.
Animation is the most people, and then there's a lot of assistants that do the cleanup and coloring and all that. You know, it's a lot of people. I mean, I think this
and
was about 30. Yeah,
and
they
sound people,
sound,
engineer,
music.
That's a lot.
Music.
It's about 40.
It's actually overwhelming. So I try not to think about.
Yes, Josh.
What is it even possible, or what does it take for a scene to be too graphic for the show?
They're pretty good about it, but
we have
a couple times where they, like, there was one last season where Alice was ripping this woman apart, and her like guts all came out, and they were like, I can't remember the note. Like, we had to tone it down a little, but
she punched through the body, and you could see the silicone implants, right? Then her body ripped in half,
right?
Yeah. And I think that was.
I think we colored like
to get rid
because
of that.
It was colored very
like colorful, like bright yellow and stuff. It wasn't like red,
pink. And I think we made it more of two tone or three tone.
So
before it was like everything was colored a different color, so it looked very graphic.
The show's weird because it's like super violent, but also kind of looks cute. You know, it's bright colors, and so it's a weird mix. I mean, when we're drawing it, even when it's really violent, I never feel like grossed out by it. It almost seems funny. I mean, it just seems funny and like kind of, you know, visual, like all the, you know, things splattering and moving around. It's more like, I mean, I think we're rarely like, ew, you know?
No. Yeah.
I know it is graphic, but it's.
When I first started working on layout, I got a lot of notes back from Christy that it wasn't bloody enough, you know, like, I would be some blood, like this, and he'd be like, no, lots of blood, you know, so we got into that.
They rarely comment on how violent it is.
It's more like, it's like with everything, I feel like in America, everything's like sex is
bad.
More worried about that kind of thing than
no pubic hair.
There's a lot of, pubic hair we have to blur, and
always.
Nipples and all that stuff.
Yeah, weird little things you wouldn't think.
But a spleen is fun.
That's like
fine.
Rip someone's spine out. usually though, when we get notes and with content too, usually when you have to change it, it usually ends up being funnier, because it's usually like you find some weird creative way to either tweak it or do it different, which isn't the most obvious way, so it's like, in a way, the notes give for, like, there were a couple times, I can't remember what we had to blur out, but there were a couple things, and we put a big black box on it. I remember it just seemed more, like, whoa, what is, you know, like, more dirty, like, what is that? It kind of seemed funnier, and
right.
So well,
like,
didn't know what it was.
Jet Knife's poster or something like that, or you know, remember his, like, love interest?
Was
like
it's the root of invention.
There it is.
Related to that, how did you initially come up with the style for the animation? Was it a character that you were drawing, Christy, or was there something, like, you just
had
the idea?
I mean, I draw it all, but it looks like how I draw a lot, but the idea also was, like, you know, this idea of, like, it's a very Willy Wonka-type Dr. Seuss kind of world, and so we looked at, like, we like hand-drawn stuff, so we always joke it looks like some, like, it's like a 12-year-old would be drawing in his notebook in class, like, on the side. Old, like, kind of stuff we grew up with too, like old 70s or like animation, like you see on like you know, like on Sesame Street. Like, it's funny, you know that one where there's pinball machines, that kind of stuff. I feel like I remember when I was looking for like things to get inspired, like, how's this place gonna look? It was like Dr. Seuss and that, and those kind of colors, like, you know, bright colors and
11.
Yeah, it's like that kind of stuff.
So you guys now, going back to the writing process, do you typically write like the kind of like the A plots and the kind of really inventive violent chaos scenes at the end separately and then just marry them together? Or do you kind of know that, you know, a specific kind of, you know, generation into chaos is going to happen with each script?
That's a good question.
It can happen all different ways. You try to build the story first, because that's sort of the foundation for everything. But the truth is, we kind of just get together. We're having fun, I think. We just screw around and think of stuff. So someone, we might be talking about story, and that makes someone think of something violent, or we'll think, oh, that could take us in this direction, and that would be a thing that we always try to start from, like, what would happen in a prison, you know,
right.
What would be some controversies in a prison that would lead to mayhem. But I think that it kind of like, you want to start from story and character, but the truth is that that doesn't always lead. You know, I think this recently we just had an idea of like two characters in a setting, like we wanted to see them in a bedroom.
Right.
The
yeah.
warden's bedroom, and then that led to like, oh.
Yeah, that's where a lot of yeah, like, what do you want to see? Like, and either you have to get to it or start from it, so.
Yeah, I think first season was a lot more just being plot-based, like, he makes this, and this goes wrong, and the fight is this. And then
yeah.
Second season, we were trying harder to, like, you know, make it a little more character-based and stuff like that.
Sure.
And then this season, I feel like it's going to be like a combo, like, we're
yeah.
definitely
yeah.
starting with the story, but we're also like have this side thing of like, oh, it'd be cool to see this. Or
we're trying to stay loose in the beginning phases so that we start with the story, but we allow ourselves to sort of digress constantly.
Yeah, and get distracted.
Yeah, and get distracted and eat a lot. Why? I do. I eat a lot.
We get sick. We get sick a lot
yeah.
from eating. It's really.
When Christy and I order at the writer's table, it usually ends in a
stomach.
I was going to say, season two had a lot of character development between the story about the twins and...
let me guess, you didn't like it.
No, I loved it. We're going to see more of that in season three, like maybe the origins of the warden and
I don't know so much origins quite yet. Probably will. But now that the characters have more persona, I think it'll be a lot easier to jump right into a story because you know who they are now.
Definitely be more twins.
Yeah, a little bit character driven, and there will be
yeah,
twins. I'm not sure it'll be as much as season two about the origins of the characters.
Yeah, Ash is in there again already. And
yeah.
I've noticed so far, it seems like the inmates and the staff, with the stories being combined, has been happening more, which. Makes us laugh because
yeah.
I know the inmates can be really funny, like kind of like certain ones. If like in the beginning you see them all the time, they kind of would become a character, like it's like Ash or the turban smoking inmate or
yeah.
those guys.
Lots of them.
And that's cool too when they start becoming, you know, you start really liking them. You're like, oh, I get excited that
right.
they're going to be in that episode. Or something.
It's more of like one unit now. I feel like whereas first season it was like either the staff or the inmates. Now it's kind of like. One group, you know, it doesn't seem weird if inmates are interacting with, say, Alice or Jared or the warden. So.
Yeah.
Like you said, the background characters are always really cool, you know, the inmates and stuff that are kind of, you know, eventually come to the forefront. Are you still kind of, and I guess this would go mostly to Chrissy, are you still kind of coming up with more new ones just to stick in the background or like, you know, brainstorming more, or are you kind of just like with your huge table of, you know, like background guys that are already there, like is that something you keep doing, keep adding more to it?
We add more, but I do think we've started to like throw in the same guys you see a lot because it started to just get funny. Like there's characters I feel like that have never talked, never spoken or been written in the script that
yeah.
The layout department, I mean Dicko's in layout, he does voice twins and layout, but like I know people will throw certain guys in there. You're like, oh yeah, that guy. And it's kind of like
we put ourselves in there too.
Yeah.
But also like the Stingray was a a one-off character, and then
now
he survives,
there, yeah.
and now he's like he's
yeah,
in a
he's
couple
in
episodes. Right?
He's in it.
Yeah.
He's going to be in it more too. So sometimes
he's awesome. Stingray, come on.
And I can't remember.
I'm just asking the again.
I can't remember if like Ash was like written or if he was like. Just drawn. I don't even remember.
I think we had an idea for just a burn guy, and then we just
took it off. Hung around.
I have to ask this, or my friend will ask it for me. How did you guys pitch this idea? I mean, this piece is just like out there, and like, I have that.
We didn't really.
It was kind of like a really fun, I mean, it's actually kind of crazy. Like, we did this short film called Bar Fight, and It was funny, we did it back in 2000?
10 years ago.
2001, right?
Yeah.
And like, it was funny because we were like, oh, it's going to do real good in the festivals and all this. And it basically got rejected from like every single thing we entered in. Like,
people liked it, but nobody really.
Those are scam things.
Yeah.
So basically, we did animation kind of died out in New York. Like, I wasn't even doing animation for like a while.
Yeah, everything closed at that time.
But it was on video, it was on VHS, and just getting people, animators were like, check out this out. You know, like, there was no internet, I don't know if there was the internet yet, but we were
just doing stuff on it.
We weren't uploading VHS.
They were trading Betamaxes.
But this dude, actually the guy who edited it, had moved to Atlanta and worked for Adult Swim, and then he showed them, and then they called, and they were just like, hey, you guys should pitch a show. And we were like, okay. I mean, we were really, I didn't even know what, I mean, I don't have a TV, like, I don't even have cable. And, like, we didn't know what it was. I remember I looked it up and I was like, whoa, this channel's like cool.
I didn't know at all.
Yeah, because I was kind of like, so then we just, in talking to Nick and those guys, we were like, you know, he was like, oh, you got to do a thing like, you know, there can be a fight every week, but there'll be a story, you know, and it can be visual. And so we were just trying to think up ideas. We're like, I don't know, what about like a jail? Because it could be riots every week, you know? Then we were like, maybe it's like the craziest jail ever. And it's kind of like a weird kids show, but it's a jail or something. Just kind of literally.
If you had had to pitch, it wouldn't have gotten on.
Yeah, literally just made up anywhere. At a table, it was really kind of crazy. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, like, that's too crazy.
Yeah. It's like, whoa, like, slow
think
down.
Think of something crazy for us.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was pretty. Yeah,
we got lucky.
For the Jeff Mason, so you just pick up a bunch of ideas all in one day, and then just kind of have them. Or is it for each episode? You just kind of go, how's Jack Knife going to get into jail this week?
I don't know. I always just, over the course of a year, I'll see something and be like, oh, that's a good one. We watch Cops a lot. So we do a lot of Cops. I go upstate a lot and I see a lot of Jack Knife stuff. Like, so it's, I never really had a loss for that.
A lot.
She does get arrested.
Sometimes too, we try to tie them into the, like, loosely into the theme.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Can't remember.
Yeah,
like,
sometimes.
Like the wedding one, there was like a little honeymoon kind of call. Oh, what can he do that's retarded?
Right.
Like, you know.
Sometimes they're loosely based.
When our script is written, it seems like everyone puts in a jackknife scene.
Yeah.
And then maybe they're, like, I picture the ones we've already gotten in, then I'd be like, is there a better jackknife arrest? You know, is there a better jailbot jackknife opening for this? But it's not like we just.
This one?
Like, right, 20, like, the
right.
Jackknife grab bag.
Yeah.
It's funny, too, because that is the part that often gets, like, a lot of times our animatic will be over, you know, the 11 minutes, and a lot of times the jackknife thing, just because it's really fun, and the board guys and the other guys will just make up lots of gags that, you know, that aren't in the script, and it gets way too long, we always have to cut it, and it's usually pretty funny. Like, there's one we had to cut.
Yeah.
I think the one they're showing today, that Warbucks one.
That one was cut.
Yeah, the episode was so long, we just didn't even have a jackknife opening, and that one was actually really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was, like, stealing babies or something.
Oh,
that
episode was, like, 4.5 minutes too long. I was like, oh, man. But, yeah, I actually love those jackknife things.
What did they should put that stuff on the website or something?
The
stuff that you think.
You want to do more work?
What? Yes.
We wanted
the
to
jackknife
do
archives.
Yeah. We wanted to do the show with no talking. We're like, because, you know, Bar Fight doesn't have any talking, and they were just like, you know, of course no. But
they didn't
like,
go for
they were like, well, can we do? We try to never have talking in those openings. So that's kind of.
Then you realize
that's fun.
Voiceover jobs.
Yeah.
No talking.
Yeah, we have like five characters that don't talk.
Where's you?
Slightly off topic for Janine. First of all, the Marines was awesome.
Oh, thank you.
I didn't see this earlier than today, but could you explain Occupy the Street on your TikTok, please?
It's just Occupy the Street now. Okay, it's ridiculous. I was
shame.
Down there today, by
the
way. I built this technology.
Impressed?
She can do more than just write.
Intending for. I got this crazy thing in my head of, like, how could comedians do comedy over the internet? And have the audience actually laugh at them in real time, and then the comedian be able to say, like, oh, you thought that was funny, or you didn't think that was funny. So, I found a guy who actually could build it. Like, I just dreamt it out and thought of how it would work. It's a friend of mine and I did. And then we got a coder who could build it. And so we had this for comedians, and we were kind of just screwing around using it. And then Christy was like, that looks like a real thing that people would use. I think that's a really, like, big deal.
Yeah.
So last week I was in my car, and I was like, hey, people could be able to protest online from all over the world. So we built a site where there's a live stream of all the Occupy things going on, and people can chant, and it aggregates how many people are chanting, and their voices get louder and louder.
It's cool.
And you can make your own protest signs. You can get counted as in favor of 99% or 1%. It's crazy obsession.
My favorite part is when the cameraman gets close to someone right when you hit
phrase
and they turn around, like, responding to you.
Yeah, I mean, the person on the other end can hear what people are chanting. But right now we're not actually working with the Occupy Wall Street people, although we might be soon. But you can shame and bleach as they're attacking people. That's the cool part. And now we shame each other.
Yeah.
Like when our scripts are late, now we press the shame button. Shame.
Is it available on both Android and iPhone?
It's not mobile yet. No. It's I'm so sorry. We just pushed it out.
On the Abacus only.
It's available
on Abacus.
Should have made it for Comic-Con.
Costumes.
I can show it to you afterwards, but it's available at your Fun TV. You can check it out. You can shame anyone you want.
I'm gonna protest from the panel.
That's rad.
Yeah. I was actually just down at the Zuccotti Park.
Are they still there?
They're still there, yeah. People
were like,
what's that? I
was walking
around and I was going, shame! Alright.
Well,
sorry.
One
of the things I really like about the show, I don't know if it's intentional or not, but there's this video of the warden having all these schemes and using the prisoners, and always end up horribly wrong, or he'll use them as labor or something. When I read more about the prison industrial complex and the business of prison, because that's what the prison industry does. They try to figure out how do we use these prisoners as labor or some type of operating income, sort of operating income. So, do you have a researcher who researches prisons, or do you just it's just something you see on
just us.
People just work in corporate America and report back.
When it gets cold, we like to get locked up.
You guys research a lot, right?
Yeah, I'm always looking up jail stuff, watching jail movies, but it doesn't really translate for some reason. Like, I tried to watch Oz, and it just didn't connect to jail at all.
I know, people often ask things like deep questions about it. I feel like we're more researching stuff like dumb shit. I mean, it's funny. This season, I was reading, I can't remember the guy's name. There was a jail book. We were talking about it. It's so fucking disturbing that I actually stopped reading it. The stuff that we were talking about it. One of the things we were like, what happened? Let's start thinking about not only jail, but like industrial things like school or institutionalized living, and also like the idea of an office environment or like a school, like where you have the warden's kind of the principal, he's kind of the boss or whatever. But the stuff, the jail story stuff, was just so whacked out that you'd be like, no, it was
nothing
nasty.
Yeah,
it wasn't even. I was like, I don't even want to go there. It was gross.
Yeah. It's funny. The jumping off place is more like institutional stuff, like what goes on in schools or just family situations, offices.
But he's like your annoying boss, almost, not so much. I gotta memorize that thing I'm talking about, because if you read it, I can't remember, but it's this guy that was in jail, and he's like, it's this whole thing where it's like, if you're gonna go to jail, this is all the stuff you do before you go, and this is all the stuff you do when you're in there, and it's like, just really, like, I've never read a book and been scared. I was like, I'm fucking scared. I'm really scared.
Like, hide stuff like your butt or what kind
no,
of
no, it's kind of like no, like really weird dark stuff. Like, no one is your friend. Don't look at anybody. Don't get attached to anybody.
Are you supposed to punch the toughest guy in the face as soon as you want?
It was creepy
that's
stuff
what
like
you,
that.
You do that every day. It's really
that's
annoying.
What I heard. Well, he surely like, doesn't fare too.
His cell was in behind this like a pole, and the creepy part was there. This thing was like. Everyone would get shivved behind that pole where you couldn't see people, so you'd always witness all the things, and he's just getting so
the shiv pole.
Like he's like you get so just you get just just yeah, but disturbed too. And they said like there's like way more drugs going on. He's like I could get way more drugs so easy all the time in there than outside, and the stories were just crazy. And they were like it was interesting, but yeah, we didn't really use them for any stories.
I wonder what Martha Stewart would have read.
Yeah, well, maybe.
But I agree that because the super jail stories are kind of opposate in that they
I mean, inmates are almost like innocent.
They get to do anything they want. There's a bar, there's a fucking, you know, they go on vacation or something, or whatever, you know.
And he's not. He's not intending to exploit them. He
yeah.
Wants to
no. He really likes them. Just
yeah. Yeah, and he has like a innocence where he's just not aware that they're gonna get killed or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have anything special planned for the season 2 DVD or maybe on Blu-ray?
Blu-ray.
I don't remember.
I don't
even
know.
A good Blu-ray.
I don't even know.
There's commentary this time and
yes.
There's more animatics on it and.
There's animation tests.
Animation tests, yeah. So there's some definitely more extras in the first season. Definitely.
We had a good time with the commentaries.
That was fun.
I think there's commentary.
There was drinking going on. So I don't know if that's allowed.
Subliminal messages.
It's weird because we're always so busy with making the show that then the second we're done, they're like, all right, get this stuff ready for the DVD. And we're like, there kind of is no extra because we're so busy.
Right.
Like, that show is like so labor intensive. And I always feel bad because I see the other DVDs, they'll be like, you know, crazy extra stuff.
Right.
I'm like, when do they have time to do all this stuff?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Plus, the show's kind of, I mean, Supergirl's weird. Like, we had such a gap between first and second season that now it seems like between 2 and 3 kind of, like, they're kind of a momentum now, I feel like. And I kind of, like, even like today, like, it seems like as more things happen, like, I hope if there's more. Well, there'll be a third. If there's more seasons, I hope there's more neat stuff to put on the test.
Yeah.
Maybe we, you know,
we were like,
we
should film it work.
We used to say we were going to videotape when we were at the recording studio and stuff like that, but
it
never happened.
So
we'll do it this time.
We'll try it.
We'll do it this time. How about that? For next.
Yeah, this guy has a camera.
He's got a 3 DVD. It's
going to
be awesome.
Oh, yeah. I just need that DVD.
Do they put that out on Blu-ray also?
I don't know.
Venture is, right?
Yeah.
Venture is.
Yeah.
She she writes for Metal, too. And
I do, yeah.
I'm working on that one right now, and it's really funny not to...
Which one, 403?
408.
Oh, 408?
Yeah.
Murder Base? Yeah. Yeah, I worked
leaking
on Metal last season and this season.
Dakota's.
I guess it is your writing process on Metalocalypse, and then like, do you have to almost go to a
well, I'm not
family?
In charge on Metalocalypse. Very different. No, I'm kidding.
We don't get to meet in your living
room. Yeah, we have to meet in an actual office instead of in my apartment.
3,000 miles away.
It's in LA, and it's a little more arduous on Metal. I guess. I mean. It's more fun on Super Joe. I love working with Brendan. I absolutely love it. I'm not saying like I don't. I love the show. It's, you know, both of these things are my favorite things I've ever done writing wise. But it's not like we have to get into a Metal frame of mind. Actually, I think the jumping off place for those stories often has to do with like those characters being a family, and from Metal stuff, but I'm kind of like the Metal moron in the group.
That show seems harder to talk way more, harder to write.
Yeah,
they all talk real weird.
Like a learning curve to write that. I had a hard time, and thank God the other writers too were like, it's taking us a while to get this. And Brenda's just a genius at it, but I don't know why. See, they all have very specific voices. And, it's hard. I mean, this show's not the easiest either. Like, I sit there and study the episodes over and over again.
Did you meet Brendan through Adult Swim, or did you know him ahead of time before you did that? And like, kind of going with that part too, like, what was how did Chris come into Chris McCullough come into Supergirl? Like, is that just a personal relationship that he started from there, or through Adult Swim, or?
Well, it was funny because us three used to all work at MTV like in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Like, we worked on Daria and Seabrook on Deathmatch and Beavis and stuff. So we knew Chris for a while, just a
long time, yeah.
I don't know why. Maybe you knew him first. I don't even remember.
I did. I've known him for a while. I think it was a combination of the both. It was like definitely being friends, and definitely he's a big guy in the company here. So, and he had a gap in between seasons. And
yeah,
willing to do it. And it was great.
Yeah, because I think, the stuff they were looking to improve in the show is stuff he's so good. I mean, he's awesome, and it was just, he liked the show, and it was just really cool because I feel like we learned a lot from him, and it was really awesome.
Yeah.
And now he's back on Venture, and then we're like, oh, we need a new Chris, so we interviewed people, met Janine, and you knew Sharon already, right?
Yeah, I knew Sharon from Metal, in the 2 seasons on Metal, so she hooked me up with these guys.
Cool.
And I met Brendan, I actually think I met him, through the Boston stand-up scene, even though I was in New York. He and, Eugene and Scott Patrick, I met them all at the same time, but then I met him mostly through Home Movies, so I auditioned to be the new Paula, who was voiced by someone else prior to me. And they became friends.
Have you ever thought about a crossover with either Metal Brothers or Metalopolis?
It's funny, when I saw
about it.
That would be so cool.
I'd be really psyched. Like, when I saw the Adult Swim thing for the Comic Con, it had like a bunch of the characters together, and I remember just thinking like, God, why don't they do?
That'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be rad. I think we were joking too once that why don't they do like every show should do the other show. So like, say the Super Jail crew made a Venture, or like the Venture people made it, but it looked in the show's you know what I mean? Like, style would be different stuff. I think it'd be rad. I doubt they'd ever do it.
It'd be
really cool though. Or they're all in the same
special.
Kind of
arrested
in
the
Super
Jail too. Yeah,
yeah.
Awesome.
You have to get a lot of creative agreements.
Oh yeah.
Seems like they could. Some of them could. The Metalocalypse dudes get arrested, or
that's natural.
That's be awesome.
They'd look different.
Very organic.
All grunting around in Super Jail.
Yeah, exactly. And they can't rhyme or move much.
Right.
It would stop them from getting out, get their animation staff, whatever.
Well, the one thing I really noticed about the show is how the Warden has a completely separate style of movement from everyone else on the series. Almost like he and the building are almost together as this one entity, and everyone else is in just trapped there.
Mm-hmm.
But always the intention to create that difference between the Warden and the rest of the characters?
Yeah, I mean, we always wanted him to seem kind of magical and, he can, like when you see, Daffy Duck or something freak out, he can kind of do anything. So, yeah, we were always like, feel free to go nuts with him and really animate him. Jared would never.
Jared's not magical.
Wiggly. Yeah.
Do any of you have a question that you've always wanted to be asked? And you've always prepared this phenomenal answer, and you've never been asked it, and it's so.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna say it.
No. Do you drive around thinking
No.
Oh, if I
ever. Steve's driving around. Do you?
No.
We gotta come up with the questions.
It's if you were stranded on a desert island. Yeah. What 4 questions would you be asking?
Yeah.
No.
Wow. I can't think of it. So for next time, we'll have one for you. That's our homework.
What do you want for dinner? Would be my question.
I'm just wondering. Yeah.
You guys kind of touched on this, but if you guys did have the chance to do that Venture Brothers, like, before, like, if you guys took over that, or, like, you know, thought that,
no, yeah, it's hard. Tough one. You'll learn it.
What would you do? I mean, where would the story go? I mean, what would be different about it?
It would depend. I don't think those guys would ever be into crystal. A lot of these shows are their babies, like, you know, Venture and Metal. But but if any of them wanted to make Super Jail, I'd be totally psyched.
I would love it. Let's see, it would be fun.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I always thought should do one.
Yeah.
Let's say you agree. Let's say it actually happened. What would it be?
I don't know.
Do you mean like where they would...
We would write theirs?
They would write theirs?
It'd probably be really violent.
Well, I have written theirs.
Yeah. Not much of a crossover.
Yeah. There was no crossover.
Like,
geez, I think it would be that we could make the Warden would enslave every other Adult Swim show, so all the other shows would go to Super Jail, and it'd be a big riot.
Yeah.
I'd like John to be located walking through a closet in the Super Jail.
I think that would be really funny.
And would he be live action still? Or what? Blue screen?
No. Like, we'd be animated?
Yeah.
Animated.
He's done voices on the show.
Would you like to have $2.5 million or $4 million? Yeah. That's a good question you could ask me. Richard, would you like to have $2.5 million?
Or I'm going to give you $2.5 million or $4 million.
That is
like
great.
As small as our
yes. That's mine. Okay. Thank you. Now you can ask me. All right.
Any more questions?
Have you thought about doing any Super Jail toys?
I would love it if they did toys. I don't really know how it works.
It's not up to us.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
The Ash doll.
We've been talking about an Ash doll. Like, it's really flammable and dangerous.
He wants it to be warm to touch.
Yeah. You know those things, like, when you're out, what is it, when you're outdoors and you
like
crack it?
Like a
yeah. Yeah, it's like that, but it's Ash. It's like a doll.
Yeah, like hand warmers.
You buy them and you break them for 24 hours. It's
super
warm. It stays in your pocket.
But every once in a while, they malfunction.
Yeah. The other one I'm going to talk to somebody today. Remember the muscle things?
Yes.
I always thought they should make like Super Jail inmates where you just buy a pack, it's just like tons of them, and they're all different.
Like homies?
Like homies or something. Like, you know. And then you could have a big Super Jail playset like this big, and you could kill them and run them around.
That would be nice.
Maybe we should start a fan web kind of protest. Like,
yeah.
I'll make
sure.
Yeah.
Sure, I don't shame them.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll shame them.
I don't think they make the toys until the show's kind of been around. So maybe we can convince them.
That'd be nice.
Venture has toys now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Metal Lockbox have toys.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah. They
kind of
did.
They
were a
CD
exclusive.
Oh, he didn't like them.
Oh, really?
Very good. He didn't like them.
Their hands look like those.
Because they're
they're ready to fight.
What was it? John was talking about a video game that. Remember that? Just talking to me and you about it. The metal video game they were trying to do, but it didn't.
Oh, yeah, I remember when that was
going on. It's like the developers didn't do a good job or something.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
They need like their own guitar game, but some kind of weird twist.
Yeah.
They're in guitar. They have some songs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you have any ideas for a Super Jail video game?
I would love one. We were talking about making one about Combaticus, killing tons of people. But I mean, I don't think they.
Even if it was just a versus thing, right? Where you could be like Warden against.
Yeah.
Well, I thought too. Like, you could make you know like when you're in those Mario world and it's all 3D and crazy. You could be like either be the staff and like have to prevent riots, or be an inmate and have to cause riots.
Just do one where you're a jackknife. You get distracted by like free beers and stuff. It's like the Popeye Nintendo game.
You're jailbot having to get jackknife.
Yeah.
Oh.
Get jackknife would be good.
That's a two-player game.
That's two.
Yeah.
That's got a lot of potential.
It's for the week.
I smell dollar signs.
Get shocked when you catch them.
Yeah.
Have you gotten any submissions from fans who want to, you know, they do their own animation where they reenact scenes from
Not that I've seen, but we've seen like a ton of fan art, but really, really good stuff actually, like amazing stuff.
Pain.
Yeah, dirty too.
Yeah.
Really perverted.
Yeah.
Weird stuff.
That is true.
But yeah, that DeviantArt, there's some really awesome stuff actually.
Yeah, I Google that stuff and put it up as a, you know, screensaver and stuff like that, because there's like amazing stuff, and the people in costumes, the cosplays.
It's usually anime-ish too. It's weird. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
And sexy warlord.
Yeah. Genitalia.
Yeah. Kissing. A lot of kissing.
Twins making out. There is a lot. Yeah. It's weird.
There is. Yeah.
We have time for one more question.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you think it would be possible to do a live action Super Jack?
Absolutely. He's Jackknife, so.
Yeah.
He's modeled after him.
Jackknife is designed after me, kind of the way I used to dress.
No, we drew him. I kind of was thinking of Ditko when I drew him.
Yeah.
It was funny. Then he ended up being the twins' voice.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Live action? Yeah, that'd be fun.
I remember when that Speed Racer movie came out, I was like, oh man, I wish there could be some video that looked like this, all like colorful and weird. It'd be cool, but I don't know.
They have enough trouble making it animated.
Yeah.
But they did you know, there was a bit that was live action, right? Just like an end where.
In the dream machine.
Yeah, yeah. So, you never know.
You never know.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.